You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8 o'clock straight up. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang out with us. No Lance today. He's sick. Hopefully he'll be better tomorrow. Del is making his way in from Galveston or wherever, Alvin, wherever he and Jackie live. I don't know. 713-780-3776. We had Jimbo on. And Jimbo, you heard him talk about it yesterday. We played a soundbite, how much he loves Texas A&M. He said it's not a distraction for his team. We will see. It is great. That Jimbo, he loves it. He's got his ranch. Aaron wants to go hunt there.
He's got multiple ranches, according to him.
He's got ranches. So, he says he likes to hang out at his ranch, and that's great. You know what? He is an Aggie. He's going to be an Aggie. You might not even have to extend him again, people. You just might not have to. Asked him about Nick Saban showed his bruise yesterday to the media. He's still got a bruise on his arm. Jimbo said he got it walking out the door or something. Didn't he?
Yeah, he said he might have bumped into something walking out the door to go to work today.
So he was just joking.
A two-week-old bruise, isn't that something like a cause for concern?
Well,
I'm not a doctor.
He's almost 70 years old now. You bruise now. You bruise.
Does that happen worse when you get older? They last longer?
Yeah, they last longer. Yeah, and you bruise easier, too. Somebody might have just jostled. I don't know. I could see Lane Kiffin getting bruised with the golf ball. Fans are different now, bro.
It's dangerous out there. They hate Lane Kiffin with a passion.
It's dangerous out there. All right. 713-780-3776. We just talked about Whitney Mercilus. They released him. They cut Andre Roberts as well. They gave him a two-year contract in the offseason. Are we getting making more and more? These decisions, the decision-making, giving up a pick for a quarterback that they cut right after. I mean, the decision-making with this organization, it can't be worse than it was, but it certainly doesn't appear to be better. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable how bad this organization is. Maybe we'll hear from Coach Cully a little bit later in the show about discipline. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, this team is – they're going to the Cardinals now. And Cliff didn't even watch his game. Cliff was home with COVID. He didn't even watch the Cardinals game, beat up on the Browns. He was watching the Texans. So he was pre-scouting the Texans. Oh, so Cliff got a head start. They don't even need their coach in Arizona. And they beat their ass. They beat the Browns' ass. And now you get to go there with J.J. Watt, who's just starving for a sack. Didn't he get one? He got one in the game? This year. Anyway, you like that? How's that going to take? How is DeAndre? Oh, my God. You can't make them a big enough favorite. You cannot make the Cardinals a big enough favorite. The books are going to get killed with Cardinal money this week because, and Coach Cully talked about it yesterday. I don't know why he makes poor decisions. Davis Mills makes such good, better decisions at home. Is it just the atmosphere? Is it the crowd noise? What it is? His nervousness of being on the road or whatever? But he has sucked on the road, and he's been pretty damn good at home. Maybe you get a two-quarterback system, one for home and one away. Maybe that's what you do. We'll hear about it a little bit later. Let's get Dave in here. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, so first off, I just want to say I don't know why it is that people expect the Astros to win it all with no pitching. I've been watching baseball my whole life. I've never seen a bullpen, maybe with the exception of the Royals in 2016, win a championship. It just doesn't happen. And good pitching always beats good hitting, always. And secondly, the guy called in about the Deshaun and Gruden. Well, one is allegedly, and the other one is factual. So that's the difference. These things play out. But the Astros, hey, sorry to tell people, you can't go from having McCullers be your number four starter a year and a half ago, and now he's the number one starter with a bunch of so-so guys as relievers. It just don't happen. Thank you. I hang up and listen.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, when the Astros won it, they had Verlander. They went out and got Verlander. And somebody asked the question, is James Click doing enough? I mean, he went and got Graveman and Yimi. But what, you know, he re-signed Brantley in the offseason, but what's he doing? I mean, now, granted, listen, it's a good thing that they didn't go over the luxury tax. I know you don't care about Jim Crane's money. That's not it. When you lose Carlos Correa, you're going to be able to get a second rounder now because at the end of the second round instead of at the end of the fourth if you were over the luxury tax. I don't care about Jim Crane's money. Jim Crane's money is Jim Crane's money, and I hope he spends it. But he has spent it. But it is a good thing right now that you didn't go over the luxury tax because you are going to benefit from it in the draft. Does that help you now? No. Did you need pitching? Yes. Did you need more than he did? Yes. The answer is yes. Now, did you expect Lance McCullers to go down? No, but that's the history.
Did you expect Zach Greinke to crumble and only be able to go through a rotation two times?
Well, Zach Greinke is older, and you know what? You had to play out that contract. Yeah, I mean, he's still Zach Greinke. Well, see, maybe Zach Greinke gives you the performance like he did in Game 7. Maybe he steps up and is huge tonight.
You brought in Jake Odorizzi thinking that we'll buy low on him. We'll put a new coat of wax on him, you know, change out the transmission. He'll be good to go. We can flip this guy really easily, get him back to what he was, what he was showing when he was with the Twins. And it just didn't work out that way. Plus, that offseason, after coming off of a COVID season with 60 games, I don't know, as much as, yes, Click should be doing more and he should have done more, that's also something that nobody predicted. And going through that offseason and trying to pick out, okay, who actually was good enough that became a free agent that deserves a new contract versus who captured lightning in a bottle for 60 games just to fall back down to earth eventually.
Yeah.
Over 180 game season, you get a feel for what guys really are. 60 games, well, yeah, almost any of them can show up for 60 games and call it good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big enough sample size in baseball. We all know that. You got Odorizzi was another one of his deals that he's paying him. He got $9 million. Well, he got a $6 million signing bonus. He's making base six and five next year, and he's got a player option for 23 that he might pick up at $6.5 million. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know who anybody else is going to offer unless he picks it up next year. I don't know anybody else is going to offer him $6.5 million. So you might have Jake Odorizzi for another year, which is at this point in time looking like another really meh move. It's certainly not a Charlie Morton move like Luno made. Let's get Biscuit in here. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning to you fellas. Hey, before I get to my take on the NFL, man, also it's a little luck involved, man. If those balls had hit the Correa instead of Altuve, it might have been some double plays, man. We might have got out of some of them innings, man. The ball is just finding Altuve right now.
It really is. It really
it's
is.
It's like, wow, dang, man, why y'all can't hit it to Correa?
And he's a better second baseman than that. I mean, he caught everything last year, and he couldn't throw. Now this year he can't catch. What the hell, Altuve? Come on, bro.
I mean, hey, man, don't get me wrong. I love Altuve, man, but I think we're going to see when Correa's gone that Altuve's defense, because I went to one game, and I'm like, Correa's covering the whole field. When is the last time that Altuve got to the outfield and was the cutoff guy and threw it into home plate?
That would be right field. But who do you want? If I'm them, I'm having Correa cut off from everywhere. Right field, center field, yeah, and left.
He's from foul line to foul line. I was like, man, this dude. But let me ask you this, John, and this is what I want to ask you, man. I'm watching all these NFL games. And what in the world is going on with all these coaches treating fourth down like it's a video game, man? What is wrong with just punting or just kicking the ball, man? I mean, you got the Bills last night. Okay, you got the better team. Kick the ball and go to overtime, man. And Mike McCarthy for the Cowboys. This is getting you're on the 35-yard line in the first quarter. Why in the world are you going for it?
That's
you tell me, John.
It's analytics.
I'm not an analytics guy. I can't understand it.
Well, do you know that what is it? Iowa, that coach that doesn't never punts. I think he's in Iowa, the high school coach that never punts, and he's won like six titles.
I think he got moved up to like a D2 or D3 college.
Did he? Well, the analytics says go for it. And last night, you know, they can kick the field goal and go to overtime, or they can get 1 yard and win the game right there. Now, okay, so why do you go for it, go for two to try to win the game instead of going to overtime? That's pretty much what it likens it to, is we're going to win the game right here. If we can't get a yard, then we don't deserve it. And I agree. I don't know. I thought the Bills made the right decision. Go for it. Now, the play was just...
You know, if I'm the worst team, if I'm the lesser team, then I do it. But if I'm the better team, I'm just going to let the time play, because sooner or later the queen rises to the top.
Wouldn't you rather...
You know what I mean? They did what the... You act like you can't go to overtime. You get the call to toss. You might get the ball. You can just run it right down the field, run it down the throat.
So, I disagree, Biscuit. I would rather rather than the coin toss where I could lose it and have Derrick Henry run down my throat and take up all the overtime, and then they kick a field goal or they score a touchdown, rather than risk that, I get 1 yard. You give me 1 yard, I'll take the 1 yard every day. I'll take the 1 yard every day. I'll take that.
I don't know, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, what about going for it on the 35-yard line?
Well, that is, I don't know. Hey, it's the opposite of what the NFL used to be. They would, how about, if you remember when you'd be on their 35-yard line and punt back in the day, just that we're going to play field position and we're going to grind this out. And not in this day. Man, we're high-flying, we're throwing, flinging the ball around, and we are going for it. It's different than it's ever been. It really is. I think Lance said he thought that maybe this would be a record. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but a record for a number of times that coaches went for it on fourth down this weekend. So yeah, it's just analytics. They say,
I know,
you know what?
Analytics has those.
Well,
things out
I don't
there.
Think Coach Culley does, but I'm not sure Coach Culley knows much about it. I'm not sure his analytics are all that. He seems to make the wrong. Every week, it's, if I had to do it over, if I had to do over again, if I hear Coach Culley say that one more time. 813 ESPN 97.5. That Biscuit, I don't know. It's a different game, that's for sure. They say keep the ball instead of giving it back to them. If you're going to give me four, there are a lot of coaches. If you're going to give me 4 downs, why would I only take 3 of them? Leach used to say that. If you're going to give me 4 downs, why would I only take 3? You're giving me 4 downs to get a first, to get 10 yards. Let's go for it. 713-780-3776. When somebody gets off, we got a nice board. Lance is sick, for those of you that didn't know. So if you want to help out the show, Dell is on his way in. So we got that going on right here. Right now I'm talking about my bookie. You want to bet? Do you like to bet on those coaches? I like a coach that's going to go for it. Now, it didn't work out. If you had the Bills last night, oh well. But if you had the Titans, you were thrilled with them going for it because you had a winner. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, it's at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. And the deal is this. If you've never been, or if you are a new user, everybody who deposits up to $1,000 right now gets that deposit doubled. Now, it takes a while. You've got to play for that money. You can't just go in there, okay, give me $1,000. Now I'm going to take out $2,000. No, that's not how it works. You've got to play, and you've got to accumulate the ability to use that money, to use that $1,000 that they're giving you in bonus. All you got to do, though, it's simple. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Play, win, and get paid. You're looking for the best site to bet on. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
The Houston Astros battled the Boston Red Sox in Game 4 of the ALCS. First pitch tonight at 7:07. Now back to the bench from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 818 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance is sick. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. I'll tell you what. Let's give away some tickets. The U of H playing ECU, East Carolina, this Saturday at TDECU Stadium. And we've got tickets for you. The Cougs going into the weekend with the top record in the conference. And they've got the homecoming. They got all the pageantry. You got the expanded kids zone outside TDECU Stadium before the game, presentation of the homecoming court at halftime, crowning of the king and queen, recognition of the 2011 football team during the game. This team included Case Keenum, who's going to be there. Performances by the Spirit of Houston, entertainment by cheerleaders, Cougar Dolls, and Shasta and Sasha. DJ Mei, mixing it up in the student section. Right now, caller. No, let's do this. At exactly 8:30, we'll open up the phone lines, and caller number 5. Exactly 8:30, caller number 5 will be able to get those tickets. So we're giving caller number 5 at 713-780-3776, but not until 8:30. Exactly 8:30 you call in. So let's you can keep them open. Keep the lines open so people can call in. Dell is on his way in. Lance is sick. Did LZ get sick and puke blood in his driveway after the Grand Slam? That might have been it. He might have been puking blood. I know he was with Pujols when Pujols homered off of the Astros, and now another Red Sox Grand Slam makes him puke. Yeah, and I mean, how about giving up a fifth rounder for Anthony Miller? I mean, we were talking about how Bill O'Brien, so I look at giving up draft picks. Didn't they give up a pick for Jeff Driscoll? I'm pretty sure like a sixth rounder they gave up for Jeff Driscoll. They give up a fifth rounder for Anthony Miller. For what? For what? And he can't even make the team. Andre Roberts gone. The decision-making here is just so pitiful. So pitiful. And it continues. I don't know. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I'm done talking about them. I'm done with them. Juan is here. What's up, Juan?
Hey, love you guys in the morning. I think it's negligence by Click because, look, you got, what, Arcidi, Valdez, Garcia, Javier, Cannoli that only pitched 60 games, right? And then they showed problems pitching in front of an audience. And so not to have the foresight to see that the first time pitching 162 could present problems, that to me is so short-sighted, it's not even funny. And this is a big market. It's not, you know, we got a small market GM. This is a big market. You should be able to sign Correa and get pitching. You'd think that the Yankees would let Correa go and would let, you know, anybody else go that we're about to sign Tucker I'm just tired of them treating Houston like a small market.
Well, it's not, though. I mean, they got the fourth highest payroll in the league. I mean, it's not like they don't spend money. But listen, you got to decide. Here's another thing, too, though. When was the last time, Juan, you saw one of these long-term contracts actually pay off? Look at the Lindor deal right now, how pitiful that is. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't seem like it's in if it's philosophical that you just don't give out 10-year contracts to guys, I'm okay with it because it just never works out. I don't care who it is. That just doesn't. And Carlos wants long-term security, and I can't blame him for it. They offered him 6 years, and now at $20 million a year, which wasn't going to get that job done. But they've always undervalued Carlos Correa, always. From two years ago when he wanted $5 million and they wanted to pay him $4.25 million, for $750,000, they went to arbitration with Carlos Correa. And this year, they gave him $12 million. George Springer made over $20 million in his last arbitration year. They've always undervalued Carlos Correa. And whether or not because of his injuries, and listen, go ahead and give Carlos Correa a 10-year contract. He's been healthy these last couple of years, but just like McCullers right now, sitting there watching, this is... McCullers was their Chris Paul move, was their Chris Paul moment. They're about to win it all, and Chris Paul pulls a hamstring. But you know what Chris Paul does? Pulls a hamstring. You know what Lance McCullers does? He gets hurt. He just does. You didn't sign him to a long deal. You gave him 5 years, 17 a year. You know what? That's what you do. And Carlos Correa, you give Carlos Correa 10 years, and I'm going to tell you, at some point, you're going to go, holy crap. Because it just, it is what it is. It absolutely is. And if that's the organization's philosophy, okay. I don't think it's a terrible philosophy, to tell you the truth. And that's the guys now who, you didn't see 10-year deals back in the day. You just didn't. Now that's what guys want. They want that long-term security because it's all guaranteed. You know what? That's what the guys get. That doesn't mean my team has to give it to them. And if somebody's going to give Carlos Correa a 10-year deal, I'm going to tell you what. While he is awesome, love Carlos, and he's been great, but unbelievable, the odds are he's going to be hurt, and it's not going to pay off. That's the odds. Today's what are the odds? Tuesday, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what we. Yeah.
These are the odds Tuesday.
Yeah, these are the odds Tuesday. Clay is here. What's up, Clay?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. I was wondering if ESPN does a stat on how often the Astros batters are going down in the count 0-2. I don't know if you've seen it over the last three games, but just every last one of them going down in the count 0-2, which is putting stress on them trying to hit the long ball. I mean, these guys are stealing, you know, first pitch strikes over and over and over again. I mean, it's totally disappointing. Start swinging the bats. I mean, it's a disaster.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of times you're like, wow, you can't get this. You got to work a pitcher and get his pitch count up, or you got to, you know what, attack his own. I think they got to attack Pivetta tonight. I do. You got to go after this guy. You have to beat his ass early. Go, yeah, I'm with you. Watching, you know, first pitch fastball strikes down the middle is just hard. It's hard to watch. Be aggressive. This team has gotten here being aggressive, and guess what? You ain't winning with three or four runs. You got to put up a 10 spot, and that might, hopefully that gets it done. Hopefully that gets it done. So, yeah, I'd like to see him more aggressive too. James, what's going on, James?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm new to the sports radio, and I'm really, really liking it. And I'm going to slide off the baseball thing for a second. I have a question that I've been dying to get an answer for.
Turn your radio down. Turn, James. Hey, James.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Okay. It sounds.
That's much better. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, brother. Sorry. So I just had a question about offensive line. It seemed like, I don't know who it was. I can't remember who was playing Oklahoma this last weekend. That Oklahoma's offensive line was charging forward. They were getting 5 yards. The runners were getting full speed ahead before they hit the line of scrimmage. And so many teams, seems like the offensive lines are backing up. Why cannot the offensive coordinators or the guys up in the tower see this and fix it so that it doesn't continue a problem in football games? I don't get it. It seems like an easy fix to me. Everybody that backs up, you lose yardage.
Yeah, I, you know, Gary Patterson, it was TCU that they were playing. Gary Patterson knows more, has forgotten more defense than either of us know. But, yeah, Kennedy Brooks had a huge game. And they ran for a couple hundred, over 200 yards. I don't know the answer to why they're backing. I don't know about this backing up thing. I really didn't notice. I don't know. Normally, that's not the way you – if you are backing up, then, yeah, chances are you're going to get your ass run over.
I mean, I don't know if they're willingly backing up. They have a 300-pound guy just as big or bigger coming straight at them. I don't know if it's them just willfully going, okay, guys,
yeah,
let's take a couple yards back. No, I think it might be just another giant grown man picking them up and shoving them.
Yeah. It's a problem when your safety is leading your team in tackles. That's a problem. Listen, TCU has not been good. I don't know that it's a backing up problem that you're talking about. I do know that they're not as good. They're just not as good as Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma bullied them. And I'm going to tell you this, with Caleb Williams in there, this is a different Oklahoma team. This is a team that is a playoff team and is going to be, I think they're going to be a tough out. I really do. I think that they could hang with Caleb Williams. I think they can hang with anybody in the country. This Oklahoma team is different right now, and they're bullying, and they got a guy that they believe in that's throwing the ball around, looking great, four touchdowns, no interceptions last week. It couldn't have been more efficient at 18 for 23. This is a different OTU team. I don't know about your backing up theory, but I do know that TCU has not been good for a while, and I know that TCU people are getting a little frustrated with them. Gary Patterson hasn't won in a while. Gary Patterson needs to start winning. He hasn't. He really has not been good. Not for a while now. 713-780-3. Oh, we're giving away at 8:30 exactly. So open up the phone lines. Caller number 5 is going to win those Cougs tickets for Saturday against ECU. So right now, though, I am talking about my people over at Aqueduct Plumbing, and I really, really like these people. I really do. And you're going to really, really like these people too, because plumbers, you never know if you're getting worked, if you're getting jobbed here. You just don't. But I know that these people, I really like Billy and Mary, and they're really, they've been doing this forever here in the city, and they'll do it all over the city. But they're going to be honest with you. They're going to come to your home, and they're going to give you an estimate that's fair. They're not a subcontractor. They're going to do the work themselves. And they're going to try, and they don't charge you to come to your home. You go to thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com, and see for yourself. You got water pressure issues, foundation issues, cracks in your walls or home. You got weird noises when you turn on your water. Are you running out of hot water? They can replace your hot water heater. They do all of these things. It's the home of the one-day repipe. They're here for you. They're at your disposal. And you're going to really, really like, if you have any plumbing issues whatsoever, thebenchplumbing.com, 281-488-6238. Go see our peeps over at Aqueduct Plumbing.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. No Lance. He's sick today. Dell is on his way in from Jackie's house. I don't know. That's what Jackie's. I don't know what Jackie. Jackie said, I'm a knucklehead. I don't know what the hell that is about. It's disturbing. We're really, really good friends, me and Jackie, and here he is saying stuff like that. 713-780-3776 is the number. The obfuscator makes a pretty good point. The obfuscator, I think that's how you pronounce it, the obfuscator. He says, I think right now the batters are under so much pressure after going down 9-0 before stepping on the field. It totally takes them out of their batting approach. It is true. Here's the thing. When you're down 9-0 every game, which the Astros are now, seemingly, you got to take some pitches, because otherwise, if you swing at the first pitch, make an out, all of a sudden you're back on the field and it seems like you were only up for a second. And you want to work that pitcher. You want to try and get some, him so that, maybe see some pitches so that your pitcher can rest, so that you can give your fielders a break. It's a pretty good point. You can't be as aggressive as you want to be. If everything is clicking, you're getting hits and you're leading and, having fun and it's a merry-go-round out there on the bases, then that's great. But when you're down 9-0 all the time, last two games anyway, when you're down 9-0, that sucks. And you got to take some pitches. 713-780-3776. People are used to seeing $300 million a year talent on this team because they were young, and now it's coming due. With new guys getting ready to be paid, the payroll is going to stay around $200 million per year. Can't keep them all. It's got to be allotted to different needs. Yeah, it's rare, though, that you got a guy, unless you're the A's or the Royals, that's playing great, that you just let him go. Good, really good teams and big market teams don't usually do that. Cleveland losing Lindor, and, looks like Trevor Story is going to be gone. And we'll see what happens with Corey Seager and the Dodgers. We'll see what happens there. It's tough. I mean, you got a lot of – this Jim Crane is not cheap. So we gotta say, you can't say that he's not willing to spend. He's spent money. He is spending money and will spend money. But where are you going to allot the money? And we've been, you know, we've been talking about this all morning, but you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. Yeah, is this proven now that you got to have more pitching? And maybe you can give up Correa. Maybe a Pena will come up and you and take his place. Or maybe, whatever the case may be, whatever you do, maybe you can sign another free agent for less that plays shortstop. You just can't, you can't pay everybody. You want to get Ryan in here? Let's get Ryan in here. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? Man, last night was just brutal. So brutal after, you know, after giving up those two grand slams the last game. But I got a suggestion we could do, Johnny G, to blow off some steam. How about some Throw Shade Tuesday, man? Let's give the people what they want, dude.
Throw Shade Tuesday. Wow. We hadn't even thought of Throw Shade Tuesday. We got a new one. What did you learn over the weekend in one sentence? We did that yesterday. Throw Shade Tuesday. You don't throw shade on Tuesday. That's Thursdays. Thursdays. That's what. Irv already called in, too. ¿Qué pasó, mijo? 713-780-3776. Jose is here. Wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Jose?
Yeah, I just feel like I thought your kid was going to do really well last night because he's real good about not walking guys. I think that's key. Every guy we've walked has scored, yeah. And I think we just need to start throwing first pitch strikes, you know, just get guys to actually throw strikes. And I think Greinke tonight should start because he's a strike thrower, and I feel Christian Javier walks way too many people. So I'll hang up now and hear what you got to say.
Yeah, Dusty even talked about that. Number 10, Aaron, Dusty even talked about, you know, Urquidy did not throw badly last night. Here is Dusty talking about Urquidy and those walks.
You know, I mean, his stuff was good. You know what I mean? And then he started barely missing with his breaking ball. And then, you know, wherever we walked, seemed like they end up scoring, via home run or some other, you know, kind of way. Because, you know, this team was similar to the A's in our division. You know, if you can keep, make them earn it and stop from walking them, you know, we're pitching from behind, you know, most of the night. And, you know, we just got to, you know, we got to cut our walks down.
And, you know, listen, it's the Red Sox lineup. You're probably afraid to attack, but Dusty says you got to attack the strike zone.
Well, evidently not. I mean, that's kind of a bad question. I mean, if they had attacked the strike zone, you know, we wouldn't walk them, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, you can't just throw the ball down the middle either. You know, they're trying to make quality pitches and they're missing.
Yeah. It's a problem. The whole, well, who's throwing against these guys is a problem. Listen, you got there with Urquidy, Fromber. You got there all season long. Greinke was, you know, this is what you rode with. This is it. This is what you got. It would be nice to have McCullers going down is your Chris Paul moment. It is. And you're on the right there on the verge, and all of a sudden, you know, you lose a major cog, and you know, I don't know that you can. We'll see. But win one game. Let's go. Score 10 runs tonight off Pivetta. You can do it. It's the offense has got to do better. The defense has got to do better. Altuve, you got to catch the ball. You got to catch the ball, Altuve. And, you know, last year, again, it was his throwing, and this year it's his glove.
Back to them, say, I don't remember who had said it, that, you know, the Astros are chasing when they're down 9-0. They had two opportunities. They had six outs before that happened, before that grand slam happened. Eduardo Rodriguez made you look like a minor leaguer at the plate. You're six top batters. Well, that's your fault. You're supposed to go out there and get hits off of them. You had two opportunities before they unloaded on you.
Well,
and then that happened.
Yeah, well, Rodriguez had good stuff last night. I mean, you know what? And you got a guy that's got good stuff, and your guy didn't.
Well, I mean, all credit to him.
Your guy was missing.
He was dealing on the mound, but you also can't say, well, before they even step to the plate, they're already down.
No, they're not.
They had six outs.
They feels like before you even start the game, it's 9-0.
But you need to, you know that as when you're going in, you know, hey, we need to start putting up crooked numbers inning one because this isn't a let them get a touchdown, let them get a field goal, and then we'll just roar back with a couple of touchdowns on our own. That doesn't work.
Easier said than done when a guy's dealing. I mean, but and you know what? How many times have we been? Good pitching beats good hitting. And you know what? Rodriguez was better than the Astros hitters last night. He was just better. Period. Except Tucker. Tucker is, and listen, this lineup, look at the top of the order, what it's doing. Nothing. It is doing nothing. Altuve's terrible. Brantley's terrible. Bregman's terrible right now. That's a killer. They're the guys that are up there the most, and they're doing nothing. And you got to, again, when you lose somebody, somebody else has got to step up, right? Don't we say that always in the NFL? Somebody else got to step up. And guess what? When McCullers went down, ever since, it seems like nobody's stepping up. Let's go. Nobody. Nico's here. What up, Nico?
Hey.
Oh, it's Mito. Hey, Mito. How you doing?
What is Dell doing? Driving in on the turtle or something? Trying to get his lazy ass
out? Oh, he's so slow. He drives like an old lady.
Back to the Astros. I think the reason we're losing is because we didn't pump it up before we started the season. That's why we're losing it. I blame you, and I blame Aaron, man. Shay Throne.
Aaron? Mito calls in on Throw Shade Thursday, but we don't throw shade on Tuesday. If you want to throw shade, you've
been
throw
told shade. We can't throw shade anymore.
Who said that?
I thought we were told we couldn't. That's why we got rid of it.
No,
we just got bored of it.
It just was getting ugly with all the other shows. No, we weren't told we can't throw shade.
Okay.
No, but I mean, I don't think Lance wanted to be a part of it, and, you know. He's got that other job with the NFL.
Yeah, he has to look good.
Right.
He has to always be polished.
We just launched our new site, sportsmapelite.com, a new way to look at gambling. You'll get picks, trends, information, and more on sports betting, horse racing, plus poker instruction. Tons of content on every sport to help you make the most educated wagers. Sign up today for your monthly subscription. Everyone who subscribes in October gets the first 3 days free and an entry into an online poker-free roll in December. Get in the game. Sign up today. SportsMapElite.com. I don't know if you see, if you're on Twitch right now, you can see my hair. Looks pretty. I'm looking at it right now. Looks pretty damn good, y'all. What? Because that's because of Doc Linville. He's the best. If you're looking for a great way for your hair to look wonderful, mine looks wonderful today. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. So, Doc Linville will take the hair that's on the back of your head, lower back here behind your ear, and he will put it at the top of your head. And you know that hair doesn't fall out. So you're going to have that hair. Here's the thing. When you do this, you want it to be as painless as possible. You want it to work, right? You want the results. And the results are there. And Doc is getting the results. And it's unbelievable. And I love what he's done for me, and he will do for you. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 97. You'll love the doc. You'll love everybody in the office. You'll love everything about it. The process, all of it. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 847 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You can get in here because Lance isn't here. Lance is sick this morning. Hopefully he gets better. Rest in peace, Lance. I don't know that I just mean I hope. I don't mean he's dead. I just mean he's going to rest in peace. Yeah. So
he's got what, 8 kids? You would hope they would be quiet so he could get some rest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Being sick.
So well, we appreciate those. Hopefully they're jumping all over him on his bed. Somebody put little. What is Bobby? Is it Bobby and King of the Hill? Who's the kid?
Yeah,
Bobby. He's sitting with chips on his shirt and he's eating them with his. He's not even reaching. He's just eating them with his mouth. Yeah,
like
off his chest. That's Lance. That's Lance laying in bed right now. My man Forrest is here. What's going on, Forrest?
Hey, Johnny boy, good to talk to you.
You too, pal. You guys watching the game tonight? Hey, you guys, we did a church group thing together, Forrest and I. Are you guys meeting on Thursdays or Tuesdays this year?
No, we're on Thursdays.
Thursday. So you okay? Well, you don't have the the game then. We got ours is Tuesday, so we're watching tonight. We're having a fellowship night. Well, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Just a little side note. I'll talk to you later about this, but I tore my hamstring on a water ski.
Oh, my gosh. You and Tyrod Taylor. Okay. So that's a shame both of you are out right now. What's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Hey, listen. I got the hot take for the day. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This series is over.
That's it. Beat it. No, that's terrible. That is terrible, Forrest. This series. We don't do that around here. It's not over till we say it's over. What is it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No. No, it wasn't. That is awful. That is the worst take. I mean, you don't have any faith in our team? I know you have faith, Forrest. We don't have that. That defeatist attitude around here.
Lance being out sick threw me through a loop this morning when I woke up, because my whole plan was we were going to have a funeral in the first couple segments.
It's not.
And have, you know, Lance do a eulogy and,
no.
You know, you can do the whole.
No, no.
Like, Catholic.
Are you going to do a Gregorian chant?
Yeah, you could.
No, we're not doing that. We're not dead. We're not dead. Maybe Lance is. I don't know. I haven't heard from him this morning, but our team isn't. We win game four tonight, and we're moving on. It comes back here, and you never know. Oh, because they scored some runs. Ooh, I'm scared of the Red Sox. No, we don't. That's not us. What the heck? We're done. This series is over. That is the worst take ever. Unless it's that you mean that the Astros are going to win it all. This series is over. And then maybe, okay. Then I'm with you on this one. Terrible, Forrest. Man of faith. He's a man of faith, too. And he has none in his team. I hope Lance isn't getting gangrene from his Frisbee golf injury. I hope he's not, too. That would be awful. That would be awful if he gets gangrene. Man, there's some ugly stuff about... Listen, we talked about it yesterday with Ed Orgeron. An LSU fan is unrealistic. And an LSU fan is the worst. 2 years after he wins a national championship, he's the worst coach ever. He's one of their own. He's a Cajun. He's a guy that gave them maybe the greatest season in college football history. Certainly one of the greatest seasons in college. Beat Alabama. Won the national. Beat that Clemson juggernaut. And they're kicking him to the curb. There's kind of more to it, though, apparently. There is some ugly stuff coming out about Ed Orgeron. They've got Title IX allegations. Ed is, you know, his marriage fell apart during it. And some of the stuff that he's doing and been doing, it's just not good. There's more to this story than just LSU fan being a jerk. Although LSU fan can be a real jerk, trust me. I've been around him for now over 30 years. So I think there's more to this. There's more to this than meets the eye. And how about Jimbo yesterday? For those of you who didn't hear Jimbo, this morning I asked him, is it going to be a distraction? He was on, and you can hear that on our website. Is the podcast up yet? Is it up?
First hour is, yes.
First hour's up. So you can hear Jimbo talking about all kinds of stuff. Had a really nice conversation with him this morning. But yesterday, when asked about the LSU job, Scott Woodward is the guy that hired him at Texas A&M. Now Scott Woodward is the athletic director at LSU. Jimbo worked at LSU and won national championship there with Nick Saban. And Jimbo asked about going to LSU. Here's what he had to say.
I love being here. This is the job I wanted. I'm being here. I got a great contract. I have an unbelievable chancellor, have an unbelievable president, unbelievable AD. that we're building something. We're recruiting great players. I really believe we're on the process of building something great. I plan on being here and fulfilling this contract and doing everything. My family has roots here. I got ranches here. I hunt here. I love everything about this place. I coached there. It was a great place. We won national championships. It is one of the best, you know, best places. It's a wonderful place. I love being an A&M, and I plan on being an A&M here and fulfilling my whole contract. I love everything about this place.
There it is. So there you have it, people. Jimbo staying. That is great. And you probably don't even have to extend him again like you had to extend Summey every year, like you extended him last year. You probably don't even have to extend him again, which is really, really nice. Really nice. That's good to hear for Jimbo. That is excellent to hear. So Jimbo's going to be around. I got a call from Haggy. Right after it was Orgeron's not going to be around anymore. What is this crap about Jimbo? Stop. Can we stop it? Yeah. Jimbo's not going there. That's great. That is great.
At least embrace it, Aggie. Remember the days when nobody wanted your damn coach?
Yeah.
Mike Sherman. Dennis Franchione.
Well.
Nobody was coming hunting for them. Nobody was coming to try to pick your pocket of them. It's a good thing when other schools start sniffing around Kevin Sumlin, even though that turned out to be a waste.
And
Jimbo Fisher.
And there was a lot of criticism of Jimbo the first couple of years. You know, he wasn't $10 million a year, whatever it is. He's making $7 million a year. Wasn't a 10-year, $70 million deal. Whatever. And now they've extended him. You know, he's not worth it. Bah! Oh, yeah. Now, how's it working out?
Bet USC would like to write a check that much.
Now, man, just losing to Mississippi State, though, at home, holy crap. You know, this could be a special season if it wasn't. Could really, if they didn't lose that Mississippi State game, I know you just lost your quarterback. Calzada was, you just weren't that good at that time. But that Mississippi State game was a killer. That was a killer. Because this could have, just still could be beating Alabama. And if you go take care of business the rest of the way, and just that one loss, because Alabama's got one loss, you'd have one loss, and you beat Alabama. You could have done something special here. They can still have a really, really, really great season. 713-780-3776, top of the hour here. Sage Rosenfeld is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Odell is just worthless. He's basically just worthless right now. Not that I've never said that before. Of course, I said that plenty. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here to hang out with us.
ESPN 97.5.